Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Book It or Cook It, brought to you by Jurgle's Rhythm Grill, Pittsburgh's premier concert venue. It's Cook and Joe, Bob Pompeiani, in studio the whole show today, as he is virtually every Monday.
When he feels like it.
And
can I give you an update here, guys?
Please.
You asked about farther or further.
Yeah.
So, this guy, Pat Joskus, says on Twitter, everyone listens, ever has a tweet response. Farther relates to physical distance. He ran farther than me, but further, more, I ate more than him.
Okay, so I would have said
I don't even
farther
know.
Before.
Honestly, do you think, know. Do people ever correct you if you use one of them the wrong way?
Well, they correct you all the time.
I got one guy on Twitter who constantly corrects my grammar, calls himself the Tin Man.
Oh, I've heard from him. Yeah. I'm bad with that, too, though.
You know, we were talking Penguins here about things you like, Malk, and is anybody concerned at all about Matt Murray being pulled on Saturday after two spectacular games where I think he stopped 88 out of 90 shots? He wasn't very good on Saturday against Calgary.
You mean concerned about his play or about he might be injured again?
No, I don't think he's injured, but I mean, he's the one guy to me that is absolutely, you know, you can say what you want about Sid, about Malkin, about Letang. Is there anybody else that's more important than Matt Murray?
No.
And, I mean, he plays like he did those two games. They can win the cup. He plays like he did Saturday. They could get bounced in the first round.
Well, I thought there were some breaks. I thought a lot of those goals, Ron, I thought one was bad. I think it was their third goal. And other than that, it seemed to be deflected pucks and things like that. I'm going to take the Murray from the previous week and give him a mulligan on that one and say – that as long as he's healthy, I'm not that concerned. I'm not concerned, period.
See what he does tomorrow night in New Jersey.
I'm more concerned about his availability.
He's going to get to start tomorrow night.
And it's, you know, we label people injury prone, and I really don't like that because a lot of times you can't avoid it, especially if you're getting concussed and things of this nature. But they need him. They need him for the entire playoff run, really. I mean, you can miss a game or two, but you can't go streaks of not having him. Just because you don't know what Casey DeSmith will do in a situation like that, even though he's shown himself to be pretty reliable.
I thought DeSmith actually in a game where he gave up five
was
goals.
Was outstanding.
Was good at the right times, you know?
I say outstanding because I thought early on they had some great – I mean, you talk about quality chances. If you look up that stat yesterday, you'll see the Rangers, I think, more than doubled.
I think I'm on board with DeSmith as far as the backup goalie for the playoffs, which means, quite frankly, there's a decent chance he would play.
Yeah, but how about if he has to play a whole series, for example?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm on board
with it. Yeah, I am.
Trade
deadline's
a week from
today. Ron's been on board with it.
You changed pretty quickly because last week you weren't sure. You were asking about should Rutherford make a trade.
But I wasn't answering. I was asking the question.
Oh, you asked the questions you expect us to answer, but you don't answer.
I just did.
Is that fair?
I just did answer.
Boom.
I you know what? I'm willing to take my chances with the two of them.
I never said I wouldn't, Ron. I brought it up as a topic last week. I thought a great topic, very insightful topic.
Well, give your opinion on it then. Don't just ask us ours.
This guy. Huh, Bob? Now I'm getting it from this side.
I'm comfortable with both of them, although Murray did not play well on Saturday, in my opinion.
No, I'm not going to overreact to that game, though. I just don't.
Calgary's really good.
They are. They got some really talented
What about
scorers.
The fact that I didn't see him get beat cleanly, I don't think, on but one shot in that game? What was your main problem
with rebounds.
That
well, rebounds.
I just,
a lot of that. A lot of.
Didn't think he was sharp. Obviously, Sullivan didn't either. Pulled him out. Now, maybe he's just looking for a spark. I don't know.
Every goaltender goes through that. I'm
more
convinced.
I'm so encouraged by how he played against Philly and then Edmonton. I mean, just spectacular.
Yeah, I wouldn't give up. Nor would I ever have given up a first-round pick, I don't think, for Jimmy Howard. I would have considered it. I would have considered it.
Who said first round? That's what it would take?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I'd never do that. They only have a first. They're lucky they still have their first-round pick.
And the other guys being mentioned, Cam Talbot out in Edmonton is one. Cam Ward is another one for Chicago, but now they're back in the race. So people don't know if they're going to give him up.
Wasn't Talbot just traded? I thought he was traded over the weekend.
Was he? At any rate, I'm good with DeSmitty. I am.
Do you think they should do anything else, however? You got a week left, and Jim Rutherford, I'm sure, is still thinking.
No, he was traded. Edmonton traded him to Philly.
Well, there you go. There's one down. So he'll be
the backup with Carter Hart.
Carter Hart, right. So here's the question I've been thinking of and put a lot of thought into this morning and would love to get your opinions, and I will certainly give mine.
Thank you for giving your opinion. We appreciate
that. What is the bar for the Penguins? What is it to where you say, if they don't do this, the season's a complete failure? For me, I'll give my opinion first, Ron. I'll hop on board. For me, you got to get at least to the Eastern Conference Final, and it's got to be a hell of a series. Like, if they go play Tampa Bay, let's say, and the way the standings are, they might meet them before that or never meet them. But let's say they go and play Tampa Bay in the Eastern Conference Final. It's a 7-game battle. I can't call that season a failure, but they better make at least a run to the Conference Final. You guys?
I would agree with that. I think you need to win a couple series. They won one last year and then got beat in the second round by Washington. I mean, you don't know how it plays out if somebody gets hurt, the wrong guy, but I would tend to agree with you. I think you got to win a couple series. They have enough talent to do that. They have enough talent to win the Cup, but they also could get beat in the first round very easily.
Yeah, I mean, it's a disappointment if they don't win the Cup, but I wouldn't call it like epic failure.
No.
But anything short of the Eastern Final, I would, Bob. You could call me on that, and I'll call myself on it. What if they play Tampa in the second round, and it's a 7-game battle?
That was what I was going to say, like last year, Washington. I think if the Penguins had won that series last year against Washington, I would have thought they would have gone on to win another Cup.
May I qualify my opinion?
Sure.
Any series they get to play Tampa, and if it's a great series and they lose, I don't think I can be
could be the first round.
What if it's a first round?
I still. What are you going to do, Ron? Because of the way the playoffs.
Well,
are
then
set
I would blame the season on giving points away.
That's true.
A lot of points.
No,
in
that's
the regular
a great point
season.
Too. If it's a first
because
round,
because if
series,
you set yourself
it's their
up
fault,
for that,
they're in it.
Right.
It's their fault. They're in it.
And they had all year to avoid some of these, you know, slumps they've gone through where they've just not been very good, giving the puck away, not taking maybe those games as seriously as they should, and it comes back to bite you. If that's the position, that's why that's important.
Five or six games they've given away.
May I qualify my opinion again, Ron?
Here we go with the flip-flop.
Here we go. Here's where I stand on this. If you lose to Tampa anywhere beyond the second round in a great series, it's forgiven. Otherwise, they need to get to the Cup Final. That's where I'm at.
So, in other words, and unless they play on a Tuesday night versus a Wednesday night.
No,
you put all kind of qualifications on it.
No, because Tampa's out there. If you face Tampa after the first round at any point and you lose a great series, then I can't call that an epic fail.
What do you think they're saying in Tampa about the same question? Because they've been knocking
for
on
them,
the door
it
a few times.
It should be Cup Final
or bust.
It should
be Cup Final because they're set up to do it and they could have done it the last couple of years.
What is
really.
It for the Penguins for you, Bob?
I would say Eastern Conference Finals. As long as...
What if they play Tampa in the second round and go seven
there's always
games
an
overtime?
In the second round? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, then what are you going to do? I don't look at it quite that way, and I'm not trying to figure out what constitutes a failure. To me, the failure has been not having a good enough regular season where you're not in control of what you end up playing. And that's how I look back at it. They could have a wonderful playoff run, play a great series, and lose to a team. And if they do it, it's because they took that regular season for granted at times.
What would you have guessed their regular season point total would be, or more accurately, their place in the standings if I told you there was going to be no Matt Murray or Justin Schultz? Murray for half the year, Schultz for almost the whole year, at least three-quarters of the way through. What would you have said their place to play up to their expectations? Where should they be right now?
I would say division lead still. I still think they're that talented to be in the division. The Islanders are, okay, they're playing well. But the Penguins could be right there with them. As you suggested earlier, all these teams are bunched together. All they have to do is win a few more of these games that they didn't, regardless of who's in there. They're still a talented team, more so than a lot of teams, I think, in their division, in my opinion.
Well, now we can see what they do with Schultz and Murray back. And should it take off, you would think?
I think it will, actually. Bob.
Yeah, I mean, I...
He was comatose there for a minute, Joe.
No, I was trying to think about matchups that could possibly happen. And I'll tell you, a team that's gone backwards is Montreal. I thought they're a good little team to watch, but they're struggling right now.
On the other hand, the Penguins are built to win the Cup. They make trades to win the Cup. They forfeit draft
Tampa's
picks to win the Cup.
Tampa's built to win the Cup. Washington has stayed together.
Ron, I've decided on cup or bust. I have. In a matter of minutes here.
Yeah, in a matter of seconds.
It's definitely a disappointment, Ron, if they don't win the cup, because that's what they're built for. And that's what they trade
and
draft.
But, I mean, only one team does every year. And I mean, I can't – depending on how it plays out, if they get to the finals and they lose to a really good San Jose team, I can't say it's a disappointment.
I'll fire everybody if that happens.
So there you go.
I think all the pressure's on Tampa this year. That this has to be the year.
It was on Washington last year, and they stood up and delivered it.
I agree with that, and I don't think they're going to deliver.
How about Barry Trotz, what he's done in New York? I mean, the Islanders losing
one of the great coaching jobs in the history of the league.
Absolutely. I would agree with that. He's a coach of the year, slam dunk, unanimous to me. And I wouldn't have thought that early in the season, but the way that team has played, because they don't have a lot of big names. They have a lot of young kids with a lot of speed, and they're doing it with Thomas Greiss and Robin Leonard as their goaltenders.
Sugar Ray Leonard.
What a job he's done.
All right. Yeah, so final word. The Penguins' bar is what for epic failure? Where do they have to get to avoid that label?
Epic failure?
Yes.
Epic failure would be a first-round ouster.
Failure.
How about not making the playoffs?
Well, that's epic.
They're going to make the playoffs.
They're going to make
that.
I got to believe they're going
to
make the playoffs.
They have to get to at least where to avoid
if they don't,
label. Yes.
Let me ask you this. Which is worse? If the Penguins miss the playoffs this year versus the Steelers missing the playoffs this year, which would be worse?
Ooh.
Wow, can we consider that for
sure.
a moment? We'll do that topic at the top of the hour. How's that, Bob?
Bob is very clever with
that
his
was very.
No, I'm just saying, you know, we talked about this.
I know. Don't elaborate. It's a beautiful radio tease. Finish your sandwich. It obviously helped you come up with that topic. 412-928-9370. If the Penguins were to miss, would it be worse than the Steelers missing this season? 928-9370.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.